This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. We offer a free Erotica podcast and a premium Patron Taboo podcast which contains more intense sexual themes. You can subscribe to the premium podcast for $2 per month or support the Erotica Podcast on Patreon to support us and allow members to request future stories and themes. Links are in the description. Thank you for listening. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. His Beautiful Neighbor by Don't Judge Me. Chapter 01. Oh God, there she is again, James thought excitedly as he looked out the window. He was sitting in his room on the first floor, which gave him a perfect view of his neighbor's front yard, a perfect view of his most secret dreams. Down there, in her own yard, Mrs. Cinder stripped off her clothes and lay down on a blanket, wearing only a red and white bikini, watching her huge, well-formed breasts, only hidden by the flimsy bikini top and the rounded curves of her hips. James felt the familiar sensation in his shorts. He eagerly released his stiff cock and began rubbing it. Mrs. Cinder! Mrs. Cinder! You sexy little slut! He moaned over and over. Someday I'll have you! He didn't even know her first name, nor did he care. Watching the woman of all his sexual fantasies, almost naked, and fantasizing about the parts of her that wasn't, he quickly shot his load into his hand. Having orgasm, he quickly came down to earth again, though he knew he wouldn't stop thinking about her until she went back in again. Or at least put on some more clothes. She had become an obsession for him, but one he hoped to conquer, in more ways than one. Almost a year ago, about the same time as Mrs. Cinder moved in next door to his mother and him, James had discovered an ancient tome and in it an old recipe for a love mixture. James was exceptionally bright, and a combination of him studying the old formulas for hours on end, his knowledge of how to operate the internet, and blind luck, he finally had the mixture figured out. Or at least he thought so. Yesterday, he had broken into her home, the first time he willfully committed a crime worse than downloading illegally off the net, and plucked a couple of Mrs. Cinder's long, dark red hairs from her brush. He had added it to his secret elixir that was now almost complete. Semen wasted in longing hours, he quoted to himself from the formula, as he scraped some of his sticky white juice into the glass that held all the other ingredients. The potion turned first milky white, and then as clear as glass. It was finally finished. It had taken months to gather all the ingredients. Some of them he had had to have imported from strange countries. Some were rather expensive. He had already planned how to give it to her. If it worked, it shouldn't have any taste at all. He didn't really feel like trying to taste it. Aside from the danger of turning into the self-loving Narcissus, it had his sperm in it. And also some other things that he preferred not to think about, and it should be mixable with anything. So he'd screw up his courage and go offer her some lemonade, an innocent task to anyone but James, who under normal conditions felt so awkward and uncomfortable around women. This time it wouldn't even be normal conditions. He was trying to drug his sexiest fantasy. He was almost shaking as he mixed the lemonade and added the mixture. He kept going over and over what he was to say to her. He assumed she'd accept it if he didn't mess it all up. Social customs dictates that one drinks what is offered after all. He added some ice cubes to the mix and a slice of lemon, to make it more inviting. Mrs. Cider? He asked loudly as he opened the low fence gate, carrying the fateful lemonade. She was still lying in the sun, working on her tan, which to James was already perfect. She had a light brown skin tone that made her red hair look darker. As she heard James come through, she opened her eyes and fixed them on him, but she remained unmoving, not caring that he saw her in this undressed state. Though she had a towel, she didn't cover herself. At age 35, Andrea Cinder was still proud of her body. My mom sent me over with some lemonade, he said, silently cursing himself for stuttering. He fought to keep his eyes on hers and not to let them wander. Soon, he told himself, soon she'll be throwing herself at you. Did she now? She said with a patronizing smile. He knew what she was thinking, a 19-year-old guy that ran silly little errands for his mother. It's worth it, he told himself. She wasted a smile for him and accepted a glass. That smile made his heart beat faster, though he knew it was more for his mother who, Mrs. Cinder believed, had sent him. Soon you'll smile for me, he thought jealously. You don't want some yourself? She asked, curious, and took a sip. It's good. No thanks, he said with a smile. I don't like the stuff myself. But enjoy. With that, he put the pitcher down and left with his heart racing. The die had been cast. James! His mother hollered from the kitchen. It had been more than 24 hours since he had given Mrs. Sanders the mixture. 24 hours of changing between nervous hope and destroying despair. One minute he thought she would come over and beg him for a kiss, the next he was certain she had found out and was calling the cops on him. What? He shouted from the door to his room. Phone. It's Cinders. She wants to talk to you. The moment of truth had finally arrived. He went and picked up the phone. This is James, he said, but at first there was no answer. He could hear someone breathing though. Are you there, Mrs. Cinders? Yes, yes. She breathed into the phone. I'm here.
I am.
I was wondering if...
Eh?
She stuttered before rushing out.
If you could come look at my computer.
Wow, she can't even talk straight. It must be working. James thought, and a huge smile spread across his face, and his dick stood to attention.
Well?
It's getting late, Mrs. Cinders. Maybe tomorrow. He started, but she quickly cut him off.
No. No, please come tonight.
Now.
Please come now.
I'll make it worth your while.
Oh, I bet you will.
Hearing her beg was doing wonders to his self-esteem. Naturally, he went to her. He'd have gone to her if she had called in the middle of the night. But to hear this proud, beautiful woman beg was incredible.
What a rush.
She'll be doing more of that in the future, he confidently thought to himself. With a hold on her like the one he had, the sky truly was the limit. He told his mother that he had to help Mrs. Cinder with a computer problem, and she let him go without much thought. He was a good boy, after all. He was about to ring her doorbell when she opened the door. She had obviously been waiting for him, he thought before noticing her. She was wearing a black silk kimono, so short that it barely reached her thigh. Only a single button was closed though, across her flat stomach, so it showed more than it covered. She was wearing a black bra that pushed her tits up and out, creating a deep cleavage. When she moved, the kimono swayed and he got a clear view of her tiny panties. They were black to match the rest of her outfit but almost see-through. She was wearing black fishnet stockings that ended just below the kimono and black heels on her feet. She was the sexiest creature James had ever seen, even with his considerable collection of pornography.
Hello, James. Thank you so much for coming.
She purred at him, giving him a radiating smile from her ruby-red lips. Her usually discreet makeup was gone. Instead, she was wearing heavy dark blue eyeshadow that set off her amazingly bright blue eyes in a mesmerizing manner. It wasn't quite what other women would describe as whore makeup, but it was close. She had gently added a rogue to her cheeks and used a very red lipstick. Her eyelashes were dark and thick and she batted them repeatedly at him. He could only nod weakly back at her. She slowly turned around and walked into the house, swaying her generous hips with each step. Fighting to get back in control, but unable to stop staring at her lush ass, he followed. She led him into the living room and sat down in the couch and indicated that he should sit next to him. As he sat down, he noticed two glasses of brandy. Boldly he reached out and took the nearest. She smiled sweetly at him.
Please help yourself.
That's the least I can do after your kind gesture yesterday. He took a sip but barely even tasted the drink. Mrs. Cinders unbuttoned the kimono and all illusion of covering was gone. He could see the entire swell of both her tits and they were exactly as big and inviting as he had always imagined. They moved up and down with her breathing and each time she breathed out there was a gentle ripple through them. You're so sweet, you know. She said and leaned into him. So sweet to come and help your neighbor in the middle of the night. And with that she gently laid her lips on his. She tasted of honey and her lips were so soft he almost didn't know he was actually touching anything, until she ran her tongue across his lips, trying to get in. Months of lusting, scheming and hoping suddenly burst inside him, like a dam breaking, and he grabbed her head with both hands and pressed her mouth to his. He greedily opened his mouth and stuck his tongue inside her, wanting her, needing her. She moaned into his mouth and responded in kind, caressing his tongue with her own. She let her hands roam down across his body, finding his belt buckle. Her eager hands quickly got it up and the button and zipper followed suit. Without breaking the kiss, she went inside his pants and found his hard cock. James had always been self-conscious about his penis. He knew he didn't have anything like the ones he'd seen in porn and was afraid it wouldn't measure up to a girl's expectations. In reality, it was a fairly big cock, not too long but pretty thick. She made eager little O sounds of appreciation into his mouth but continued to kiss him. She started to jack him off with her right hand while she kept his boxers out of the way with her left.
Ah.
He groaned into her mouth after only a few moments. He hadn't come at all today, being too nervous to think about anything other than the plan. So it was no wonder that he came almost immediately, shooting his sperm out over her hands and his own clothes. He fell back from the kiss and rested his head on the couch's back. He had no idea what would happen now and he didn't care. This was by far the best, most erotic moment in his life and he would savor it. He suddenly heard her make a slow, enjoying sound. He opened his eyes and saw the sexiest woman alive carefully lick his sperm off her hands, and she looked like the best thing she'd ever tasted. She gave him a sexy smile with a bit of his white cum stuck on her upper lip.
Yummy.
She whispered and bowed her head down to his crotch and started licking the cum off his cock. Her tongue moved across his soft skin, gathering up what semen it found and leaving a small, wet trail behind. That wasn't enough for her though, so she engulfed his shrinking cock with her warm, moist mouth.
Oh yes, Mrs. Cinder, you little slut.
James exclaimed, unable to hold himself back. She laughed gently but didn't stop sucking on his cock. As it slowly started to regain strength, she focused more and more on the head, teasing it with her soft, willing tongue. She reached up and grabbed the shaft with her hand and started stroking it, much like she had done before. Only this time his cock wasn't as hard and also buried in her eager mouth. She started moaning into his cock and he almost felt like shooting another load when he noticed why. Her other hand had become quite busy between her legs, rubbing something down there that looked quite pleasant.
My, you are a slut, aren't you?
He gleefully asked. Pulling her mouth off his cock, she looked him in the eye with a sultry look.
For you, babe, I'll be anything.
She went back to work while he just sat and wondered. It didn't take long for the skilled and slutty Mrs. Cinders to get James back in the game.
His rock-hard cock was once again pointing to the sky, and she eagerly crawled on top of him. "God, I need this," he heard her mutter just before she sat down on his engorged cock. She was facing towards him and put her arms around his neck in a loving embrace. She moved her tiny panties aside and positioned his dick at the entrance to her soft, pink pussy. "Are you ready, lover?" she asked breathlessly. He said nothing but grabbed a hold of her hips and pulled her downwards while he plunged up and in. The feeling was indescribable. She was warm and inviting and at the same time tight and resistant, and the combination was something out of this world to the former virgin. Unlike James, Mrs. Cinders was not a virgin. She was quite used to sex, though she hadn't had any in some time now, but it was like nothing she'd ever experienced. To her, it wasn't just a physical release, which sex had been most of her life. It was somehow different than ever, better than ever.
You're so big and strong.
Oh yes, oh. She gently moaned into his ear as she slid up and down his cock. Encouraged, he sped up his thrusts and got a small scream as a reward. His cock reached new pleasurable zones deep within the lovely Mrs. Cinders. Excited, he let go of her hips and took a hold of her tempting tits.
Oh.
She laughed as he ripped the bra and freed her stiff, pink nipples.
Yeez.
She hissed as he grabbed a hold of each and squeezed them. The sharp pain mixed with the intense pleasure almost made her buckle. Catching his eye while bouncing up and down, she implored him.
Bite me.
And he did, finding her right nipple with his sharp teeth. He bit down on it, hard. Again, he took hold off her waist and used his arms and teeth to hold her down against his cock while he renewed the thrusting, pounding away as fast and as hard as he could. Against this sudden attack, Mrs. Cinders could do nothing but scream out in an earth-shattering orgasm, as pain and pleasure became one in her aroused mind.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes!
She screamed out as she rode him as fast as she could. I just made her come, screaming. James thought, and the feeling of power and satisfaction that washed over him sent him off the edge too. With one last thrust, he shot his load up into Mrs. Cinder eager, waiting pussy. He collapsed with a deep groan, resting against the couch, as he had when he had come the first time, not even 15 minutes ago. He felt relaxed as he watched his beautiful Mrs. Cinder come down from her orgasmic bliss and regain the use of her senses. She sent him a tired, happy smile and laid her arms around him, resting her head against his slim chest.
That, she whispered slowly, was the best ever.
Proudly he embraced her, making her his. Soon after, they both fell asleep.
Please just stay 5 more minutes,
the desperate Mrs. Cinder begged. James had awoken after about half an hour, still with the sexy woman atop of him, but with cramps in various places. His dick that had rested comfortable inside her had shrunk and fallen out of her well-used cunt. He had carefully pushed her aside and pulled his pants up, wanting to leave, to get home and ponder everything that had happened, but she had woken up too and wanted to cuddle. Against the vulnerable, begging eyes of a woman, James really didn't have a chance, so they had watched a bit of television. Mrs. Cinders couldn't get enough of touching James. She kept running her hands over his skin, giving him soft kisses and adoring smiles. James, who was still very unsure about himself, when he wasn't horny, at least, didn't really know what to do with all of this and wanted to leave.
No, I gotta get back home,
he tried to explain. When she started to interject, he added more forcefully,
I'm going home. If you want me back, you shouldn't act like this.
That shut her up, though. He could see it was under protest. She lightened up when she had another thought, though.
You should get my phone numbers,
you know,
if you want to chat or something more.
She had a little mischievous look in her eye as she said the last part. James eagerly took her number and gave her his. As he walked home, he couldn't believe how his fortune had changed in just one day. From a nerdy virgin without any prospects with any girl, he had gone to give a beautiful woman the best orgasm of her life and having her giving him her number for something more. The future looked bright for James Hansen. I miss you and I can't stop thinking about what we did. Good night, lover. He was lying in his bed when he got the message, and it actually warmed his heart. He was quickly forgetting that she was under a love spell and only focusing on the effects. He thought about how to answer and decided for something nice but non-specific. It wouldn't hurt to let the good Mrs. Cinders sweat a little. I had a lot of fun tonight. Maybe we'll see each other tomorrow. With that thought, he fell asleep with happy thoughts of the days to come. I in the house next to his. Mrs. Cinders' sleep didn't come as easy. She really couldn't stop thinking about him, though she didn't know why. She didn't question how she felt, she just felt it.
Tomorrow,
she whispered to herself as she found her clit with her fingers.
Yes, tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow.
Faster and faster she rubbed her little pleasure button while she kept moaning that one word that held promises of more of her James. She squeezed the nipple that was still sore after James' rough biting and felt the echo of the pain he had inflicted to be very exciting. With a last cry of
tomorrow,
she came, an unsatisfying orgasm but still enough to fall asleep on. James awoke to the sound of a high beeping noise. It took him a second to realize that it wasn't his alarm clock, which wouldn't ring for another hour, but rather his cell phone. He wasn't used to anyone calling him. His personal circle wasn't that wide.
What?
He angrily asked into the phone. He hadn't even bothered to check the display. It didn't matter who it was. James was not a morning person.
Eh? Did I wake you?
The timid voice of Mrs. Cinder answered him.
I really didn't mean to. I just wanted to talk to you.
James looked at his alarm clock. It was 5:50.
It's 10 to 6.
He shouted into the phone.
Of course you woke me.
Oh,
I see. I'm really sorry. I just thought.
Her sad little voice trailed off, sounding heartbroken. Even in his tired, cranky mood, James felt bad.
Well, I'm up now. What was on your mind?
He tried to cheer her up, which instantly worked.
Oh, nothing much. I just woke up and I really wanted to talk to you.
Her first thought was to talk to me.
Wow. So, you're still in bed?
He inquired, forgetting about his disturbed sleep and focusing on the sexy voice and the even sexier woman behind it.
Well, yeah,
she said, a little unsure.
Then tell me, what are you wearing, my little slut?
He demanded in a slow, commanding voice.
Oh, you want to know, lover?
She teased him, suddenly eager.
Let's see. Do you remember my black bra?
Well, I took it off, she whispered in a naughty voice.
And I slept with my titties completely bare. Oh, how I wish you were here to squeeze them like you did last night. Squeeze them for me,
he immediately demanded.
Can you still feel my biting?
Yes.
Oh, yes,
she moaned.
You bit me right here, right in my little, sensitive nipple with your big string teeth.
Oh, it feels so good, to fondle my tits.
All thoughts about interrupted sleep was gone. All that was left in James' world was the picture of his neighbor's naked body and his own hard cock. He started stroking it, slowly at first.
Are you getting wet, slut?
He abruptly asked.
Let me see. I'm running my hands down my naked body. Oh, if only they were yours. I'm reaching my panties. But I'm not wearing panties,
she said in mock surprise.
You're so right, I am a little slut. You're slut. And your slut is very wet.
James was beating his cock faster now.
Oh, I just found my clit. Oh, this feels so good. Oh, if only I had your powerful cock here now, lover. Oh, I would come in no time if you were fucking me.
If you would use me like a little slut, just take me. Oh yeah, oh.
She moaned, louder and louder.
Oh shit, you nasty little girl. I'm gonna fuck you soon, oh yeah?
Oh yeah. He felt certain she could hear him jacking off. It felt so loud to him.
Are you gonna come, lover?
Oh yes, you are. Come on my face, smear it over me. Make me lick it off my own face. Humiliate me. Make me yours. And with that he grunted loudly into the phone and shot his semen. Most of it landed on his stomach and chest, though a little of it dripped to his bedsheet.
Oh yeez. I can feel your cum on my body, lover. You white, manly juice. Oh yes, ahoo.
She cried as she came to, only few seconds after James.
So when are you coming over?
She coyly asked. They had both calmed down a bit after their first phone sex experience.
If you could get out of the house, I could make you dinner. I'm a great cook, and an even better dessert.
The last was said with a tempting little laugh.
Heh. I bet you are. But I don't know. I kinda had some plans for tonight, he said nonchalantly.
Though he didn't have plans, and would have cancelled any he might have had, he felt a need to letting her squirm, in desperation and in orgasm. For so long he had longed for her, now it was her turn.
Oh.
He could hear her mood drop like a stone. Then hopefully.
Maybe you could change your plans?
Maybe. Maybe you'd rather be with me? He could almost see her huge, pleading eyes.
Well, it is true that there was no sexy hottie in my other plans,
he said, almost as if he were thinking out loud.
In this plan, there's a sexy hottie who'll do anything you want.
She promised alluringly, trying to tempt him, and succeeding. The familiar feeling in his pants started again.
Imagine it, lover. She purred. You, me, a nice dinner, some good wine, me in something tight and sexy. And after dinner, me on my knees, you and your big cock behind me, making me scream as you fuck me.
She actually started to breathe faster as she painted the picture of the evening for him.
Well, in that case, I suppose I will have to cancel on my friend, he said. But you better be wearing something really nice.
I will always wear something nice for you, lover. Have dinner and yourself ready at 5.
With that he hung up and went about his daily morning business, though it was still somewhat early.
School was a nightmare for James. For once he couldn't focus on the subjects, no matter what subject it was. All he wanted was to get out of there, as fast as he could. He didn't even bother to look at Penny, the cheerleader who he usually stared at most of class, since having seen Mrs. Cinder dress up for him. Penny looked almost unattractive. Her breasts were smaller, her hairstyle was boring, her shoes were flat, her ass was hidden in her pants, and her makeup was sloppy. She was ordinary, next to the exotic Mrs. Cinder. Mrs. Cinder didn't make it any easier for him. Halfway through the first recess period he had gotten a message.
I found something really tight and sexy to wear for you tonight.
Oh, I can't wait till you see me in it, and out of it. Fantasies of Mrs. Cinder in various forms of dresses, gowns, corsets and panty sets flashed through his mind as he read her message. He had told his mother that he was staying late and work on some schoolwork with his study group and then afterwards the group would have dinner together. Not particularly believable as he never went out but she had bought it anyway. Mrs. Cinder's day wasn't any easier but at least she had a lot to take her mind off the night. The most important of which were of course to figure out what to wear. Last night had been a seduction and nothing but, and her outfit had worked perfectly for that. Tonight, she hoped, would be a romantic, candlelit dinner with her and the man she was starting to realize she was in love with. She didn't question this much, she had never been one to stop and analyze her feelings. She just knew that James was the source of her happiness now and he had to be happy with her. For a romantic dinner, one didn't wear a panty set, so she started looking through her dresses. It was a long and complicated process that involved picking out each and every dress in her wardrobe and discarding it after careful consideration. Too old-fashioned, unsexy, ugly, makes my ass look huge, no cleavage, boring, boring, boring.
Each dress got a comment as she discarded it.
Oh yes.
She muttered to herself as she found the right one.
This will do. If only it still fits.
As she happily held the dress out in front of her, she imagined James' face when he saw her in it. James' face. And other parts of James, she thought to herself and giggled a little. She felt younger and more alive than she had in a long time. Out of nowhere, an idea struck her. She stood dumbstruck for a minute and considered all aspects of it, and then a wide, predatory smile appeared on her lips. She quickly found a phone and called her good friend and neighbor, Lisa. James' mother answered on the third ring.
Hello, Lisa.
She greeted with a happy voice.
I have some good news. Remember what you said about visiting your brother in the long weekend coming up? Well, my plans for the weekend fell through, and it seems I am able to look after James while you're out of town.
She listened to Lisa Hansen's happy answer and then told her she'd be right over to discuss the details. It was almost 5 o'clock when James snuck through Mrs. Cinder's garden and up to the door. He was afraid his mother would notice him and glad it was getting dark. He rang the bell and heard the voice of his lady.
It's open, come in.
He entered, but there was no sign of her. He carefully walked through the hallway and into the living room. In the middle of the rather large room was a small table with 2 chairs. The table was covered by a white tablecloth and 2 plate settings. The room would have been dark, except for a host of lit candles that created a mystical atmosphere. From the doorway across the room, James heard the telltale clack-clack of a pair of high heels, just before a vision appeared before him. She was clad in a red dress that really was as tight as she had promised on the phone. It was quite thin and very low cut, giving a fantastic view of her ample breasts that were pushed together to make a cleavage that almost made James drool. The red dress clung to her every curve, showing off her flat stomach and generous hips. As she walked, he noticed that the dress had a slit in the left side, giving off fast, enticing views of her thigh. She was wearing tall red heels and patent leather that matched the dress perfectly. Her dark red hair was made up in an intricate bun atop of her head, with strands of hair falling down from it, behind her ears, down her neck and ending in a curve that seemed to be pointing at her already noticeable chest. Her face was tastefully made up. Her dark eyebrows were perfectly even and dark mascara made her eyes look dark and mysterious. Her lips were very dark too, almost lilac, and her cheeks were heavily rouged. The result of all her labor was truly a vision, and one that James couldn't stop staring at.
Wow!
He exclaimed, to her great joy. She smiled a satisfied and inviting smile and stepped out of the doorway she'd been standing in while James took in her magnificent beauty.
Mrs. Cinder, you're gorgeous!
He told her with a great smile.
Truly gorgeous. Why, thank you.
She smiled coyly and did a slow turn for his benefit. He noticed how the dress was even deeper cut on the back, leaving a lot of tempting skin bare, and how it clung to her perfectly shaped ass. As she once again turned to him, she walked to him, carefully setting one foot in front of the other, giving her hips a nice sway in the high heels. She reached out to him and he hugged her to him, pressing her face into his chest. She didn't seem to mind though, as she took a deep breath of his scent and gave a happy little sigh as she rested in his arms. They stood there for a long time, not breaking the hug. He was unable to completely comprehend everything, and she was just happy where she was. Finally though, he broke the hug and forced his eyes away from her.
It certainly looks good, Mrs. Cinder. What are we having?
He asked at me, she thought, but answered a blur of French or Italian that James either understood nor cared to. She led him to the nearest chair and went to the kitchen again, giving him a great view as she left. She returned immediately though, carrying a tray with a sort of baked potatoes and 2 slices of meat. She had also found a bottle of wine.
Would you please open this?
She asked in a helpless little girl voice.
I'm afraid it takes a strong man like yourself to get it up.
Full of confidence, James opened it, after some struggle, and poured them each a glass of wine. Then they started the dinner.
This is really good.
He informed her while greedily eating of the splendid meal. Her heart soared with his compliment.
I'm so glad you like it,
she said with a low voice.
I made it just for you.
Indeed, she didn't really touch much of the meat, just some potato and some salad. She knew she couldn't eat too much in her dress or it would stop looking sexy.
But,
she said and leaned in over the table, making sure he couldn't keep eye contact.
If you think this is good, you should look forward to the desert.
Still staring at her tits, he remembered the desert she had promised him and nervously swallowed a large sip of wine. Then he gave her a grin.
I can't wait.
Ooh.
You'll have to though,
she said and winked at him.
It'll be worth it.
He continued eating, his dick harder than ever.
Your mother is leaving in 2 days, you know.
She suddenly informed him. It took some time before he put what she said into context, and at the thought of his mother, his erection disappeared.
Oh?
He sullenly asked.
She found someone too.
His voice trailed off. He didn't want to admit that his mother thought he needed a babysitter, and indeed refused to leave if she didn't find one, at age 19.
Yes.
She quietly said and stood up.
Me.
And I promised her. She said as she slowly swayed her way around the table to him.
I'd keep a strict eye.
She bowed down and carefully licked a bit of meat sauce off his chin.
On you.
The last 2 words she whispered into his ear.
Imagine Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, no one but you and me.
Plenty of time to really. She carefully took one of his fingers and engulfed it with her sensual mouth. She slowly pulled it out while staring him in the eyes, radiating raw, sexual energy.
Get to know each other.
With that, she stood back up and went back to her chair. James took a huge sip of his wine, trying to calm his nerves.
4 days of getting to know Mrs. Cinder. Wow. Isn't that gonna be great?
She asked, suddenly getting nervous about his lack of response. What if he doesn't want me to interfere? What if he doesn't want me to be his sitter? I thought it would be perfect. Maybe I should have asked him first. What if he's getting tired of me? She thought with a rising feeling of panic. I didn't mean to. She started, weakly trying to apologize, to make it right, to make him forgive her. He looked at her frightened eyes and saw her line of thought. He leaned in, wanting to make a lasting impression.
4 days alone with the sexy Mrs. Cinder? It's gonna be the best 4 days of my life, he said with a feeling.
It was true that he wanted her to be nervous sometimes, wanting her to squirm, but the look in her eyes cut his heart. The glowing smile she sent him made it beat a lot faster though. It was a little odd to James how quickly she had gone from a self-assured seductress to a little girl who was afraid of angering him.
Oh well, he thought, that's love, I guess. I know what you mean.
I really enjoy spending time with you, she told him in a shy voice. He could see her flush even through her rouge. I think I'm really falling for you.
She looked down, unable to see him in the eyes. He went to her, leaned in and gave her a long, slow kiss. He pressed his eager mouth against her soft, sweet lips. She responded in kind and opened up to invite his tongue in, and he reached around her and hugged her. What had started as a soft kiss of love quickly grew into a demanding kiss of passion. He pushed his mouth against hers and his hands started to roam her soft body. From her shoulders, his hands quickly found their way to the supple mounds of her breasts. But as a soft moan escaped from her mouth and into his, she suddenly broke the kiss.
No, not yet, she said, struggling to regain her breath. I have a special desert plan for you. Go and wait in the bedroom, I'll be right in.
While James went to her bedroom, Mrs. Cinder took the special desert from the fridge and found the zipper in her dress and unzipped it. She moved carefully, as the dress would drop off with a fast, sudden move. James was waiting in her king-size bed when she got in. He had quickly gotten out of his clothes and was waiting impatiently for her. He was slowly stroking his growing erection, anticipating what was about to happen. Mrs. Cinder walked leisurely into the room. She stopped in front of the bed and with a quick pull her tight red dress fell to the floor. She was naked underneath. James sat up in the bed staring at his beautiful neighbor. He realized that this was the first time he saw her completely naked. Since she usually sunbathed in her bikini, she had bikini lines across her hips and breasts. Somehow those white lines turned James on insanely. Though she was in her 30-foot ES, her boobs had almost no sack. They were big and firm with large nipples that pointed straight at him. Her pussy lips were shaved bare, but she had a dark landing strip above it. In her right hand she was holding a can of whipped cream.
Here's your desert, as promised, she declared as she shook the can.
With dawning understanding, James saw how she stuck out her cute little tongue and shot a little ball of cream on it. Still with her tongue sticking out, she crawled into the bed and up to him. He met her halfway, giving her a slow, deep French kiss. Their tongues intervened and the sweet taste of whipped cream mixed with the even sweeter taste of Mrs. Cinder's mouth. He tried to embrace her and pull her down with him, but she just laughed and shook her head.
You haven't finished your dessert.
She giggled and sprayed a line of whipped cream from one nipple to the other.
Eat it up.
He did so very willing.
Ooh, yes.
She moaned as his tongue lazily licked up the whipped cream from her nipple.
Yeez.
Harder. As he followed the trail of whipped cream and found the other nipple, he greedily sucked it into his mouth.
God, yes, she whispered.
She still had the can, so she lay down on her back. James, keeping his mouth on her nipple, followed suit, and aimed the can between her legs and fired it off.
There's more, lover, she sighed.
He grinned at her and lowered his head between her legs. He didn't really know what to do, so he followed the whipped cream. He started out slowly and licked it off from the top down.
Oh yes, that's the spot, she suddenly whined.
Figuring he had done something right, he focused his efforts.
Oh, you know how to treat a lady.
She lay down more comfortable and spread her legs wider, easing James' job.
Shit, lover, that's good.
Oh yeah, you see that little knot?
You just had it.
Yes.
That's the one, oh yeah.
She thrashed around and grabbed one of his hands. Almost shaking, she took one of his fingers and placed it at the entrance to her cunt.
Oh yes.
She moaned, writhing in pleasure.
Stick your big hands in my little pussy, oh yeez.
But pussy licking wasn't really James' thing. He didn't care overly much for the taste, and it wasn't doing anything for him. He got up and grabbed a hold of Mrs. Cinder's hips and tried to turn her over, remembering her earlier promise about fucking her from behind.
On your knees? He told her.
Why? She asked, confused at first, but followed his order. Enthusiastically, even once she realized what he had in mind. Oh, you're gonna fuck me like a dog, are you? She moaned.
With careful aim, James entered her cunt.
The soft right feeling was even greater this time. Her legs were gathered instead of spread, so it seemed so much tighter.
Ah. He sighed as he entered her.
He grabbed a hold of her shoulders, both for balance and control. Oh yes! She cried as he started to fuck her, using his grip on her shoulders to press her body back against his cock.
Take me like a dog!
Rough. 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 With each thrust she gave a little bark. He liked doggy style. The only problem was to hold his orgasm back, just a little while, at least till she had come to. He leaned down over her back.
Rub your clit,
he hissed at her. She obeyed fast, rubbing her cunt just below where he was fucking it.
Oh my, oh my, oh my!
She moaned, arching her back. She thrust her head backwards. Her bun had loosened up somewhat, James noticed. Acting on instinct, he took a hold of her soft hair and pulled on it. The sharp, unexpected pain made cry out, but it quickly turned into a pleasure moan.
Oh God, I'm so yours.
You are the best ever.
She screamed the last part out. I'm yours, I'm your slut, your doggy, your anything. With that, her cunt contracted in a heavy orgasm that also sent James over the edge. Yaya! He yelled, and with a last jerk on her hair, his cum shot into her pussy. He stood for a moment behind her, over her, still with a fistful of her hair in his hand. Then he collapsed atop of her, resting on her tight ass cheeks, his cock still deep in the secret cave of Mrs. Cinder.
Thank you,
she whispered. I meant what I said, you know, Mrs. Cinder said, looking into his eyes. They were standing in the hallway, both dressed. Or James was dressed, Mrs. Cinder was wearing a bra and a pair of panties. She had wanted to put on something more, but James had stopped her, saying he liked her like that. He was starting to get a feel for dominance, enjoying ordering her what to do, controlling how they had sex, even telling her what to wear. And each time he asserted his dominance, she willingly submitted to his desire. She found it to be a turn-on, to bow to his command, and she was flattered that he wanted her in this state of undress. She had been a little afraid that he would find her old or unattractive, but to her great relief that certainly wasn't the case. Though he had just come, he had a little trouble not staring at the generous curves of her boobs. James was indeed a tit man. She had already known this, but confirmation was always welcome. In the back of her mind, she made a notion always to wear something with cleavage or at least something tight across the chest when she was to see him. Hmm? He asked, a bit unfocused. Between her tits, him having just had sex for the second time and having to explain to his mother why he came home this late, it was probably to be expected.
I meant it. About being yours. She repeated in a serious voice.
You're the only one I'm a slut for. But if you like it, I'll be it. I'll be whatever you desire. He smiled but didn't really know how to answer. He gave her a quick kiss and went out the door. The next day was a boring reminder of his life before Mrs. Cinder. He got up, did his usual morning business, and went to school without hearing from her. He considered calling or texting but didn't really know what to say. Though he liked the dominance, it was still new to him. Having a woman to dominate was new to him, and he didn't really know how. Mrs. Cinder on her part was busy. Not wanting to disturb him again, as she had done the previous morning, she stayed off the phone, though she kept hoping he would call or text. She kept checking her mobile, but no messages came. Unlike James, though, her day wasn't anything like it had been just a few days ago. After having cleaned up after the dinner the night before, and changed the sheets, she started to plan a little. She would have 4 days together with her man, 4 wonderful days. But she also had a vague feeling of dread. What if he gets bored with me? She'd do anything to make sure that didn't happen, so she was trying to plan something they could do. She made a document in words, trying to organize it a bit.
Sex.
She wrote and giggled a bit.
Oh yeah.
She whispered with an anticipating smile.
He's gonna fuck my brains out.
The very thought brought a pleasant tingle between her legs. But she wouldn't get sidetracked. She needed something to do in between sex. She wanted him to stay with her all 4 days, not go home to sleep or have fun. Or go visit friends when he should be with me. The problem was she didn't really know what he wanted to do. Would he want to go out to dinner with her, to the movies? Did he even want to be seen with her in public? She was keenly aware of the age difference, and the need to keep their love secret from his mother. Her love at least, but she preferred to think of it as him being in love with her too. But what about everyone else? Would he feel ashamed to be seen with an old broad like herself? God, she prayed not. When he got home, James got quite a shock. In the living room, his mother was entertaining a guest, his Mrs. Cinder. He felt a pang of jealousy towards his mother for sharing a part of Mrs. Cinder's life without him. Ignoring it, and remembering he didn't want to sit her, he sullenly greeted them both.
Hey mum. Mrs. Cinder.
With that, he went upstairs to his room. The ladies stopped their chattering as he passed, and after a few moments of uncomfortable silence, Mrs. Cinder said,
I'd like to talk to him, if you don't mind. Just to make sure he...
Well, you know. She was almost certain it was an act, that he'd be happy to see her, but there was still a nervous twinge in her stomach.
I hope he won't scare you away,
James' mother said with a little laugh. Mrs. Cinder merely smiled. If only you knew. She knocked on his door and entered. He was sitting on his bed, looking a bit sullen, like the angry teenager he really was. She sent him a disarming smile as she closed the door behind her. He smiled back, a bit weakly, but then he noticed her clothing, a baggy sweater and a pair of jeans.
I thought you always were gonna dress nice for me, he asked accusingly. I dress like this for your mother.
She answered him, unmoved by his accusation. Then in a quick, fluid motion she pulled the sweater over her head and moved on to unzip and unbutton her jeans. She shook them off and stepped out of them, standing only in black bra and a pair of tiny black panties.
I dress like this for you,
she whispered. He was still sitting on the bed, but now he didn't look angry or sullen. He looked shocked and very interested. She held out her arms, letting him inspect her near-naked glory, and noticing how his eyes were drawn to her boobs. She sat down next to him and wasted no time. Greedily she kissed him, letting him taste the sweetness of her full, soft lips. Her hands roamed his chest, stroking him, caressing him, before they moved further south. Reaching his pants, she unzipped him and released his already erect cock. She slid down from the bed, down to the floor where she sat on her knees in front of him.
We don't have much time,
she said with a wink, and with that she took the tip of his dick in her mouth. Her right hand started jerking the shaft slowly, while she focused on the head with her tongue and lips.
Mmm.
She moaned, though muffled by his dick. He responded with a low groan that only encouraged her. Sucking lovingly on the head, she stroked the shaft faster and faster. She began bobbing her head in symphony, taking more and more of his cock in her mouth.
Oh fuck.
He groaned and took a hold of her head. Using his grip to guide her, he began to thrust in and out, commandeering the control.
Glarg!
She gagged as his thrusts became deeper and deeper, but unable, and unwilling, to stop him in any way as he rammed his cock down her throat. She could only sit still and take it. The submission of it all, her on her knees on the floor, him forcing his cock down her throat without her being able to stop it, turned her on to no end. She almost started rubbing her clit but remembered where she was. It wouldn't do to come down to Lisa, smelling of pussy juices.
Oh yeah!
James hissed as he forced her head all the way down on his cock, letting her nose rest against his pubic hair. He held her there for a second before releasing her, then he forced her down again, and finally came. Mrs. Cinder felt how string after string was shot into her mouth and directly down her throat. She wanted to taste some though, so she pulled her head almost off his cock, letting the last drops land on her tongue.
So good!
She murmured with closed eyes as she tasted James' thick fluids. And to her it really was, maybe not because of the taste itself but what it symbolized, James' desire for her. She had a vague feeling that for every time he came because of her, no matter if it was a blowjob, over the phone or regular sex, she cemented their relationship a bit more. And for that, she'd take as many throat fuckings as he'd give her. There wasn't much time to savor his taste though. She quickly got dressed again and gave him a quick peck on the cheek. She didn't think he'd appreciate to taste his own cum, and went downstairs to Lisa again, relieved that he still wanted her.
So?
James' mother asked Dot Mrs. Cinder smiled at Lisa, still with the taste of her son's sperm in her mouth.
I think we'll manage just fine, Lisa.
Just fine indeed, she thought as she swallowed the last bit of cum. They talked some more and made arrangements. Lisa was to depart early the next morning. James hadn't given much thought as to what to do during the upcoming long weekend. Vague ideas about Mrs. Cinder were as far he'd come in his planning, which was strange, considering his normal need to plan out everything to avoid unpleasant surprises. What was gonna happen though? He was sure it would be good. As he lay in his bed the morning of his mother's departure, he found himself pondering what they were gonna do. They hadn't spent a lot of time together. Only just sex, really. What did one do with a girl in between sex? He wondered. According to various movies, one took her to the cinema, or to dinner or to the mall. I guess we'll do that then, he figured. She'd have to pay though, he thought sadly. His male pride hurt a little. His mother was almost out the door when he finally came down. As soon as she saw him, she started firing off last-minute instructions as if he couldn't handle himself for 4 days. He listened with half an ear. Finally she seemed to be done, so he got a goodbye kiss, and she was off. Mom's gone, and I'm lying in my bed naked. You coming? He texted to Mrs. Cinder. It wasn't a very pleasant message, he knew that. But those strong feelings for her were growing inside him, he felt a need to be commanding with her. She also seemed to like it. Her immediate response was, how could I resist? Kisses. It only took a minute before he heard the front door, and then a resounding clack-clack on the stairs. When she pushed open the door, he saw that she was still true to her word about dressing nice for him. She was wearing a very short miniskirt, in an artificial pink color and a tight, white tube top with pink hearts. Like most of the clothes she wore for him, it was very thin. He could easily see her stiff nipples through it, and it was so short it only just covered her breasts. Her flat stomach was completely bare. Her usual tasteful makeup was outrageous for once. She had screaming pink lips and her eyes were surrounded by beautiful pink and red patterns. Her dark hair was made up in a very high, complex hairdo. If she'd been tall and blonde, she'd have looked like a Barbie doll. He grinned at her, a possessive, leering grin.
If the neighbors saw you, they'd start talking, you know.
He held out his arms to her, inviting her into the bed to him.
They're already talking about me. I'm just here as a good neighbor.
She said with a wicked grin as she crawled in the bed and instantly felt his hands take her into possession. She wormed her way deeper into his embrace, lying with her back to him in a spooning position. Her grin grew even wider when she felt something hard and stiff poke her in her lower back.
Seems you've missed me.
She said as she reached around and softly touched it. It responded to her touch, and she started to gently stroke it. It was a little difficult to reach, but she made do the best she could. In response to her teasing, he stuck his hand down between her legs, which she invitingly parted for him, and up under her short skirt.
No panties?
He asked intrigued, as his hand didn't meet any fabric between her soft thighs.
Well, you did right you were naked,
she replied brazenly.
How else was I supposed to dress?
He laughed a little but continued to explore her. First he only found the outer lips, but once he opened them up, he found a new, soft, and very wet, world. He stroked her up and down, and every time he passed the little hard knob, she took a sharp intake of breath. He moved around a bit to be able to reach better, and moved away from the little knob. Down below, he gingerly discovered the little, warm hole that gave so much pleasure. It was almost dripping. Curious, he pushed a finger inside and was amazed when Mrs. Cinder all but buckled.
Yeah, love her.
She breathed.
More. Stick your big fingers into my little hole.
He slowly eased his finger inside, and it slid in without any real resistance.
Oh yes, so big and little me.
The beautiful woman moaned.
It feels so good.
Mmm, you know what I'd really like, lover?
She suddenly asked him without waiting for a reply.
If you bit me.
That confused him a little. The only place he could really reach was the back of her head and her neck. She arched her delicate neck, totally baring it for him.
Please, lover?
He sank his teeth into her tan skin and at the same time he plunged an extra finger into her.
Oh yeez!
She hissed as she writhed in pure pleasure.
So good!
Biting her sent a shiver through him as well. Something about the basic, domineering act just turned him on incredibly and made his cock strain against her ass. When he released her, she looked over her shoulder and said just two words with an almost pleading look.
Fuck me!
They shifted around so she ended up on her back and him above her. He lowered himself down, his bad and hard cock slowly gliding into her, like his finger had a moment before.
Oh yeah, that's the right stuff.
She sighed.
That's how it should be, me on my back with your big cock in me, oh yes.
As always, her words edged him on. He had tons of porn, but her words, and other sounds, were by far the sexiest he'd ever heard. As soon he entered her, he more or less lost all conscious thought, and his instincts took over. Neither of them was really interested in a gentle lover, and with a hard grip of her thighs he started to pound into her, fast and hard.
Fuck yes, fuck me!
She screamed loudly as his cock hammered deep inside her.
Fuck your little slut, oh make me come.
Remembering how much she loved having her nipples played with, he reached up to them. They stood out against the thin fabric, like two little towers. He tried for a second to get under the top, but it was too tight. Frustrated and totally lost in a feeling of power and control, he took hold of it and ripped a large slit in it. Her large, tan breasts with the telltale tan line were suddenly visible and within easy reach. Shocked, Mrs. Cinder stopped moving and stared at him with huge eyes. Then she laughed impressed, and eagerly wrapped her soft legs around him, pressing him closer to her and further inside her. Admiringly, she ran her hands up and down his biceps.
So strong and manly,
she murmured.
Take your woman! Take me hard!
With her legs wrapped around him, his cock reached spot it hadn't before, and each thrust sent waves of intense pleasure through them both. Her nipples that stuck out through the ruined top were just begging to be touched. He lowered his mouth to the nearest one and took it in. He heard her take a sharp intake of breath as he sunk his teeth into her hard nipple.
Yeah!
She sighed and let her hands run through his short hair.
Bite me, mark me!
In her excited brain, the pain from her nipple made for an even greater sexual high. Combined with the pleasure from her pussy, she was quickly nearing the edge of orgasm. He sped up his thrusting slightly, sensing she was near. He needed to prove himself a capable lover, if to no other than to himself.
Fuck. Me. Fuck. Me.
She almost chanted, one word every time his cock plunged into her delightful depths. With one final scream of
me,
she let the waves of total pleasure wash over her as the orgasm shook her. She shook with pleasure as she slowly came down from her incredible orgasm, when he felt her coming James pulled out of her, giving her no warning. He got up and moved to her head and started jacking off. She opened her eyes, a little confused but understood what he was doing. Smiling a little sexy smile, she arched her face up towards his cock and closed her eyes.
Come on me, lover, come on your slut. It's every man's duty to mark his territory, are you gonna mark yours? I can't wait to taste your strong cum again.
Who could hold against a slut begging you to come on her face? After just a few moments he let loose with a loud, and in an NGH. Long, white strands of his sticky juice flew out of his cock and landed on her upturned face. The first line hit her cleanly across the face, from cheek till cheek across her nose, the next one up in her hair. Then she closed her mouth around the cockhead and the rest of his goo went down her willing throat. She slurped loudly when he had finished coming, smiling like it was the best thing she'd ever tasted. With careful movements, James scooped up some of the cum from her face on his finger and held it out to her. Looking into his eyes, she slowly let it into her mouth and licked it clean.
So good, lover. Do you have any fantasies?
She suddenly asked him. They were still lying in bed, him on his back and her halfway atop of him. He was still naked, his cock spent for now though. She was wearing her ruined top and her miniskirt was still pulled up to her stomach. Her pretty face was a mess though, spots of cum were drying everywhere.
Yeah,
he bluntly stated. Then in a softer voice.
You've been my fantasy for so long now.
She blushed and smiled at him, a lover's smile. She would have kissed him but knew he wouldn't appreciate to get his own dried cum smeared on him.
You're so sweet, but I was thinking about more specific. Is there anything you want me to do?
She damned her insecurities but she had to know if there was anything she could do better. He smiled shyly at her.
I really enjoy dominating you, you know, like some S/M or something. And I like it when I'm rough with you, like biting or pulling your hair. And I love when you talk dirty,
he said and added with an afterthought.
There's one thing though. You know how in the porn flicks, the girls are always taking it up their ass? Next time, we'll do that.
Anal sex, huh? She thought, why do they always want a girl's ass? She never liked that kind of sex but she knew she'd do it for James, as often as he'd like to, actually. She felt so submissive with him, and the thought of having sex she didn't really like just because he wanted it, sent a shiver down her spine. On the other hand, she never liked pain or domination in sex before either. Maybe she would enjoy getting fucked in the ass by James, just like she liked everything else he did to her.
You want to ravage my tiny little but with your huge cock?
She said in a little girl voice, thinking that she'd need to get some lube.
Oh yeah,
he said and placed a possessive hand on her ass. Another shiver went down her spine. They both lay in their own thought for a second, then she cautiously asked.
What are your plans for the weekend?
He asked, torn out of his thoughts about fucking her in the ass.
What do you mean? Well, have you thought about it, where to stay and what to do?
She continued. He just shrugged. I had planned to spend as much time as possible inside you, not much else, to be honest.
His casual comment made her heart race, as it did every time he mentioned a desire to be with her.
I was kinda hoping you would stay at my place. Till your mum comes home, of course.
She quickly added. Imagine if you woke up tonight and were horny? Wouldn't it be nice if I were right next to you? She said with huge eyes, desperately trying to get him to move in with her.
It would be a crushing blow to her self-worth if he said no.
You're right, it would be awful if I had to call and have you come over here. He said with a grin. She blushed. She knew she'd come if he did call her with that message.
I'll stay with you. A man should stay with his woman when he can. Especially when the woman is a hot little slut. He said.
She smiled to him, happy to be his woman, and his hot little slut. Not long after that, James fell asleep. Mrs. Cinderlay awoke though, planning. She knew she had to go shop for food and other stuff. She wondered if James would go with her, her insecurities about him being willing to be seen in public with resurfacing. Another part of her was planning what to wear, something nice, she smiled to herself, and how to entertain her new houseguest. They packed a small bag for James and smuggled it, and his laptop, which he refused to leave behind, into her house. She had changed out of her ruined top and the miniskirt, thinking that in broad daylight it was a tad too obvious. James lent her some clothes.
You'll keep my mark on you though, of course.
James casually said as she changed her clothes. She looked puzzled first before she remembered the dried up sperm on her face. She blushed but at the same time felt a familiar tingle between her legs. Submissively, she nodded. As they went to her house, she kept looking around at the neighboring houses. She felt them judge her somehow, as if they knew what she was and what she was doing, a slut who was seducing her friend's teenage neighbor. She'd have felt ashamed if she wasn't so proud. He had marked her, he wanted her, she had the proof sprayed all over her face. She realized then and there that she didn't care what everyone thought about her relationship. It was only for James' sake that she'd keep it secret. She was almost sorry she changed out of her slut clothes. With that realization, she stood a little taller, a little prouder, as she followed her new man into her home. They had barely made it indoor when James turned to her and told her he was hungry. She smiled sweetly at him, and as the good little housewife she'd once been, she went to the kitchen and sliced some bread. He continued on into the living room. When she made some egg and ham sandwiches, she placed them on a tray and went into the living room, where James had been quite busy. He'd hooked up his laptop to her large flat-screen TV and was watching some film or series she couldn't recognize.
My, my, she said in an admiring voice. Aren't you the technician?
He just smiled at her and took a sandwich.
I was thinking we'd go to the mall, when I've eaten, and you've showered and changed into something.
Nice, he said. She was noticing he was neither ordering nor commanding. More like suggesting. To change was of course no suggestion, and she would have done so anyway. She nodded at his suggestion.
Sounds like a good idea. Enjoy yourself, I'll be right back.
His focus had already shifted back to the screen, and he just nodded. As she went upstairs to her bedroom, she felt light as a feather. Her heart was racing and she couldn't stop smiling, though it was a little hard with the sperm crust on her face. He didn't mind to be seen with her. He had even suggested it. She'd have to wear something extra special. Something she could be seen in public, but also something that without mistake led the thoughts to sex. Something tight, short, and with a deep neckline. She showered quickly, though she did enjoy long showers. She didn't want to keep her man waiting and she still didn't know what to wear. She almost felt bad when the hot water washed James' juices from her face. Oh well, she thought, I'm sure we can do it again. Stepping out of the shower, she went through her wardrobe, looking for something appropriate for her first outing with her new lover. She ended up with a black skirt, not as outrageous short as the one she wore this morning, but it still only reached midway down her thigh. With it, she wore a light blue tank top that was several sizes too small. It reached her navel but no further, and it was so tight across her chest that it might be difficult to take two deep breaths. It worked perfectly with the blue push-up bra she wore underneath, that pushed her tits up and out. She was sure James would approve of her cleavage. Her first thought had been to go pantyless like she had earlier, but if she was to be with James all day, well, she'd probably need something to stop her from dripping on the floor. She also decided on a pair of black, ordinary stockings. She felt that her fishnet stockings were a bit over the top. She only wore those for James, not for the strangers at mall. A pair of dark pumps completed the outfit. Her makeup was quickly done, dark, heavy eyeshadow, thick, black mascara and a dark lipstick and a quick touch of rouge. She just took a brush through her hair, not having the time to set it up like she'd want to. She looked at herself in the mirror and liked what she saw. A sex bomb, she thought, and went to show James, who had left the house. She quickly went from room to room, but there was no sign of him. Fighting a rising sense of panic, she figured he had gone home. Why would he go home? She thought nervously. She wasn't gone that long, was she? Had he changed his mind? Didn't he want to stay with her? Was he already tired of her? Then she heard her front door open and closed, and his footsteps as he came back in.
Mrs. Cinder?
He asked loudly, trying to locate her. She let out a deep breath she didn't even know she was holding and answered.
Well,
he said as he saw her.
Very nice, Mrs. Cinder.
She smiled, relieved that he was back and liked what he saw.
Thank you.
She smiled and leaned forward a little, in what she hoped was a discreet way of showing off her cleavage.
But you washed off my mark, I see,
he said with a slight frown. Confused, she nodded. Was he unhappy about that? He had told her to take a shower after all. Did he really want her to walk around the mall with his cum on her face?
Well, not to worry, he said. I know how to fix it. Cause you're right, of course. I really do need to mark my woman. Take off your top.
That last came out in a stern, commanding voice. Still confused, she did as he told her. Did he want to come on her again? Once her bra was bared, he grabbed her left tit and lifted it out the tight cup. Then he showed what he'd been hiding behind his back, a thick, black magic marker. Carefully, he wrote a 10-centimeter tall, black J on her left breast, before putting it back in its cup again. Then he took her right breast and wrote AB in the same size.
Take your top back on, he said, satisfied with his work.
She was more confused than ever, though she understood what he meant about marking her. She felt a submissive tingle between her legs and knew she was very wet already. The JB markings were clearly visible above her neckline, and a pair of sharp eyes would see the outlining through her tank top.
What's JB?
She asked almost breathlessly. It took every ounce of strength now to start rubbing her pussy. He smiled at her.
James bitch, of course, he said, as if it were obvious.
Oh my God! She moaned, and stopped fighting her desire. With an expertise born of experience, she stuck her hand down between her thighs and found her clit. She sat down on the nearest chair and started rubbing, chanting.
James bitch, James bitch, James bitch.
Loudly. Her other hand was busy pinching and pulling her nipples. He just looked at her with a surprised expression and a rising erection. Then he went to her, unbuttoned his pants, and stuck his cock in her face. Hungrily, she took it in her mouth, though she kept rubbing her clit. Mrs. Cinder's willing submission to him turned him on greatly. It turned him even more on to see how excited she became after her new mark. Her blowjob was sloppy though, as her focus was split between coming herself and getting him off, so he grabbed a hold of her face with both hands and started fucking her face, much like he had fucked her cunt a couple of hours earlier. He hammered his cock down her throat again and again. For some reason, the gag sound she made aroused him even further, and it didn't take long before he shot his load into her mouth. They didn't have time for a new shower, so he made sure to come inside her mouth this time. She swallowed as much as she could, though a bit ran down her chin, a sexy sight to the young man, indeed. Her throat was sore and her mouth tasted like sperm, which spurred the horny woman on even more. With a last shout of,
James bitch,
she came in a thunderous orgasm that lasted for several seconds.
I was thinking we'd go to the mall on 3rd Street,
she said as she drove the car out her driveway. It was a nice car, a blue Audi. James had no idea how much money Mrs. Cinder had, but he knew she didn't work much.
Yeah? He answered. I know that one. It's rather good.
It was in the other end of town, and the odds of meeting anyone either of them knew was rather slim.
I've been there a couple of times, she said and headed there. This is a nice car, Mrs. Cinder,
he said after they had driven a while, looking at the fancy dashboard.
Must have been expensive.
It was, she said and stared hard at the traffic.
But it was my bastard ex-husband who paid for it.
This was the first he heard about him, so he got curious.
What happened?
He cheated on me with some blonde bimbo, almost half his age. She spat out, not recognizing the irony of telling that to her 19-year-old lover. James didn't comment on it, though.
I know I'm supposed to say, I'm sorry, but I'm really not, he told her with a smile. His loss is my gain, after all. What an idiot.
He put a possessive hand on her thigh, just where her stockings ended. She looked at him and gave him a loving, beautiful smile.
Your gain indeed, lover, she said with a wink. And mine. No more boring sex for me, just orgasm after orgasm.
She could almost see his ego grow, and it pleased her.
The divorce court saw my side of things and I got half the estate. He was a useless lover but a successful stockbroker, so I had money enough to buy a house.
Since I have no rent and small expenses, I could probably live the rest of my life without working, but it'd be dull. So I work a couple of days a week at the bookstore in Livingston Mall.
She told him that he took it all in and marveled at how perfect his and her life fit together. She was available to him almost whenever he wanted, economic independent and free on the market, so to speak.
Of course, she said in a low voice. I may have to pick up some extra shifts. I'll have to keep my closet stocked with sexy clothes to keep my new lover interested.
They both grinned at that. They parked at the lot and went inside. Neither of them failed to notice the blatant attention they both got from the other shoppers. Her clothing alone would have made sure everyone noticed her, but she was with a lover far younger and two letters were written on her very inviting chest. They could see people try to make sense of it all and heard more than one mutter.
JB?
They walked randomly around. Mrs. Cinder didn't know why they were there, though she'd made a little shopping list in her head. James didn't really know either. A trip to the mall had just seemed like something to do.
What are we shopping for? She finally asked.
James just looked at her and shrugged.
She raised an eyebrow in a silent question. I just wanted to take my girlfriend to the mall, he said defensively.
Andrea Cinder's heart melted. She was his girlfriend. Not just his slut, his bitch, or his woman. She was his girlfriend, his equal.
Spontaneous, she hugged him as hard as she could, pressing her face into his chest.
With dawning comprehension, he laid his arms around her too.
When she finally looked at him, she had actual tears in his eyes but a happy smile on her lips. They decided to just walk around.
Mrs. Cinder felt a little silly, but she couldn't stop smiling. She was sure onlookers could see she was in love. She ignored the thought that not too many people were looking at her face.
James had taken her hand and she held on to his for dear life. She had considered taking him into a changing room and blow him, or fuck him, if the mood struck,
but decided against it. For now, she just wanted to be his girlfriend. She'd be his horny slut when they got home. They ended up in a computer store.
James looked through the shelves, not really looking for anything, until he suddenly found something.
"Mrs. Cinder, how about a couple of these?" he asked excitedly and held up a cardboard box.
She looked at it, a webcam. She pondered for a second, and then sent him an understanding smile.
"How good is the quality of such a thing?" she wondered out loud.
He moved in close to her and whispered in her ear.
"Very good. I'll be able to see every little detail." She flushed a bit but nodded and went to find a salesman. Dressed as she was, it didn't take long to get the attention, though some guy should have had help before her.
"What can I do for you?" the salesman, whose name was Bob, asked her chest. She could see him trying to get a better glimpse of her cleavage and wondering what JB was, and for some reason she found it entertaining. So she smiled at him and asked for his opinion in webcams. Boasting with knowledge and a need to impress her, Bob talked and talked about this and that webcam, his eyes flashing up and down between her cleavage and her eyes. In the end, though, she bought two of the ones James had pointed out. But when she looked around, James was nowhere to be found. He had been there just a second ago, but he must have left the store while she talked to Bob. She walked quickly out the store and looked around, noticing him standing outside a store 15 meters away, staring at her with a dark expression. She immediately went to him, giving him a confused smile. She could tell something was wrong when a thought hit her. "He's jealous.
Hey, lover." she greeted, wondering what was going to happen. She had a vague feeling of dread but suppressed it. It didn't help that he refused to answer, though.
"Where to next?" she asked, trying to sound hearty but failing miserably.
"I dunno," he angrily answered.
"Back to your new best friend? I'm sure Bob won't mind your company. He probably welcomes something to stare at."
James crossed his arms across his chest, looking unapproachable. She looked at him heartbroken, suddenly on the verge of tears. Everything had been so good, now it all seemed to go down the drain.
"I don't care about him," she exclaimed, not caring that nearby people could hear her. "I just want to go home with you."
With a sudden jerk, she pulled down her top, showing off her lettering.
"James, bitch!" she cried. "James! Not random salesman's, not anyone else's, just yours. Please, let's go home together. Like boyfriend and girlfriend, bitch and owner, slut and lover, anything, just together," she pleaded. Slowly the anger faded from his eyes, and he just looked hurt and confused. He reached out for her, and she went into his embrace, openly crying.
"I'm sorry I got upset," he said. "I just got so jealous when I saw that guy drool over you, and you liking it." They were in the car on the way home. She looked at him, honestly not expecting an apology, even a passive-aggressive one as this.
"No, no, lover, no need to apologize. You're right, I should have said something to that salesman. You're the only one I want to drool over me," she answered.
He nodded satisfied, and she got the feeling that it was what he was after all along. Oh well, she really should have, and if it kept him happy, she'd take the blame.
"Actually," she added with an afterthought, "I think you want other men to drool over me."
She indicated her outfit that certainly had caused more than a few stares, and the letters JB on her breasts, drawing everyone's attention to her marvelous chest. He flushed. After a few minutes he nodded, almost reluctantly.
"It does feel good to walk hand in hand with someone looking like you do."
She giggled at him. He had had a thought though and wouldn't get sidetracked. From the more hardcore part of his vast porn experience he had gotten an idea, an excellent idea in his own eyes, actually.
"However much I may like others staring at you, that was still very naughty what you did in the store."
"Very naughty." His line of thought trailed off before he picked it up again.
"In fact, I think it was so naughty that you deserve a punishment."
He looked at her with a wide wolf-like smile. From what he'd read on the internet, and seen in his ever-growing collection of porn, a punishment was something undeniable sexy. Mrs. Cinder didn't have quite his knowledge of porn, but she picked up his meaning straight away. She looked at him, batted her long eyelashes.
"Oh really, lover? And what might that punishment be?" she asked with a purring voice. "Will I be sore when I wake up tomorrow?" she added with a wink. "Might be, might be," he said in a self-satisfied voice. As they stopped for a red light, she noticed a drugstore only 100 meters ahead. Remembering his earlier promise about their next sex act being in her ass, she figured she'd better get some lube. She seriously doubted James had thought about it, but if she were to enjoy it at least a little, she'd need it. Suddenly, she flushed. How would the clerk react to a scantily clad woman buying lube? The humiliation caused an all-too-familiar sensation between her legs. She didn't need to check to know that she was getting wet. "I just have to get something," she said as she stopped the car outside the store.
James looked out the window, saw a small drugstore, and shrugged.
"Get me some gum," he said and went back to his own thoughts about how to punish a naughty woman.
There were many ways, he had realized. Mrs. Cinder got out of the car and went to the shop, thinking how drastically her life had changed over the last few days, and how much she liked the changes, even when she was about to degrade herself in front of complete strangers. A few minutes later, she came back out, carrying a small bag. As she got back in the car, she handed the bag to her lover.
"Your gum. And something I think you'll need," she said with a wink.
Curious, he looked in the bag and took up the tube of Astroglide. He gave her a confused look, thinking it was some sort of creme. Horny as hell after her humiliating experience in the store, she leaned into him and whispered,
"When a big cock like yours goes into a tiny little ass like mine, some lube."
She nodded at the tube in his hands.
"Is required,"
With a dawning expression, he grinned at her.
Good thinking, my little slut.
Despite their unspoken agreement to keep their relationship quiet, at least for the time being, they didn't make it into her house before they were all over each other. It was Mrs. Cinder's fault, James reasoned. She parked a bit down the driveway and gotten out first. The tight little ass, swaying in front of him in her high heels and short skirt, was too much for the horny teenager. Whenever she took a step, her skirt rode up slightly and showed off her stocking-tops. In two fast steps he reached her, grabbed her, and spun her around. The surprised look in her eyes instantly shifted to one of pure lust, and their lips locked together. As his tongue entered her eager mouth, he pushed her up against the wall next to the door, letting his hands roam her sexy body. His hands quickly went under her tube top and found her waiting tits. He could feel her hard nipples through her bra, and as he pinched them, she gave a loud moan into his mouth. His other hand went down her flat stomach, down the gently swell of her hips and up under her skirt. He followed her soft thigh up and reached her tiny panties. They were drenched. Pushing them aside, he reached his goal, her wet, willing pussy. He barely touched her nether lips, before she started to hump his exploring fingers, trying to rub them on her impatient clit. She moaned frustrated into his mouth when she didn't get the friction she wanted. Horny as he was, he couldn't help but to laugh a bit at her desperate attempt. He pulled his hand out, and she gave a disappointed groan. He put his arm around her waist and led her into the house. His hand fairly quickly found its own way south and ended on her tempting ass. Smiling to herself, she rubbed it against his hand, more than ready for more fun. Fondling her ass, he guided her upstairs and into the bedroom. Once there, he looked around and found what he was looking for. "Take off your clothes, slut!" he commanded in a stern voice, one that sent shivers down her spine. She quickly got her skirt off and her tube top followed. She didn't try to be sexy or coy, she just shed her clothes at his command. Standing in her bra, panties, stockings and heels, she held out her arms, showing off her sexy body, just for him. Appreciating what he was seeing, he walked around her, studying her. He let his hand glide lightly across her ass and lower back, inspecting her tight buttocks. Approving, he moved around her again, touching her smooth stomach, then her tits, who were more shown than hidden by the alluring push-up bra. Finally, he stepped back.
"You're still wearing clothes,"
he reminded her with a wicked grin. Smiling an inviting smile and keeping eye contact, she unhooked her bra with an experienced movement. Then she slid her panties down her hips, down her legs and stepped out of them. With a raised eyebrow, she indicated her stockings, but he shook his head. Her state of dress was fine with him. He went to her makeup table and picked up what he had searched for when he entered, one of Mrs. Cinder's brushes. This one was an old-fashioned one, made of wood and rather heavy, with a smooth handle. Weighing it in his hand, he went to the bed and sat down on the edge.
"Come here, Mrs. Cinder,"
he said with a pleased expression on his face. She looked at the brush in his right hand and how he was holding it, with the backside out, and remembered what he had said about a punishment. "Oh my God," she thought, "he's not gonna spank me with that, is he?" Realizing that he actually was, she started panting. She, a 35-year-old woman, more than 15 years his senior, was gonna lay down on his lap and take a spanking, like a little misbehaving girl. She felt dry in her mouth and thought with a wry smile that all her body's liquid was pouring out between her legs. On unsteady legs she went to him and gingerly laid down across his lap with her ass in perfect reach of his hand. She tightened her ass cheeks, waiting for the first blow with anticipation and a little fear. Somehow the fear just turned her on more, the uncertainty of what was gonna happen and the knowledge that she was powerless to stop it. He didn't slap her though. Instead he gently caressed her naked ass, rubbing it with a lover's touch.
"You've been a bad girl, haven't you?"
he asked as he scratched her a bit with his nails. She responded by pressing her ass into his nail, signaling a need for his touch.
"Oh yeah, I've been bad," she said in a naughty voice. "I've been very bad. I've behaved like a slut, dressed like a whore and made my man mad at me. Oh, I need to be punished."
For some reason she was eager for him to start the punishment, she really did need it. And afterwards, I'll most definitely need his big cock, she grinned to herself. Whap. With no warning he brought the hard brush down on her exposed right cheek.
"Uff,"
she gasped loudly, not at all ready for the sudden pain. He admired how her sexy flesh only jiggled a little before coming to a rest.
"Mmm,"
she moaned.
"Do you want me to count, sir?"
she added the last in a little girl's voice. In reality she did feel like that, like a little girl who was being spanked by her headmaster or another authority person.
"No need, I'll give you as many as I feel you deserve,"
he told her, just before he slapped her other cheek and got a resounding
"Oh,"
from his slut.
"God, you're so tough, sir,"
she said in an admiring voice.
"Just what a naughty girl like me needs."
The last one came out as a scream as James slapped her inviting ass again. Then he sped up the slaps, alternating between the cheeks but in a rapid rhythm. She writhed in the strange mix of pain and pleasure that James had introduced her to, until her clit accidentally rubbed against his knee in a perfect angle. Suddenly it was all pleasure. She gasped in delight and tried to rub it again, but James grabbed her to hold her still. Her ass felt like on fire, and James could see how warm, red glow had settled over her tight ass. He figured it was enough pain for now and turned over the brush in his hand. She was expecting another blow, but instead she suddenly felt an alien object entering her cunt. Alien, but very welcome, she quickly realized as it touched her pleasure regions. Unbelievable slowly, the strange thing entered her, way too slowly for the poor slut who needed something, anything in her. God, it suddenly dawned on her, it's the handle. He's fucking me with the handle.
Yeez!
She hissed.
Give it to me, all the way, fuck your slut with her own brush.
Enthusiastically she pushed back against it, what little she could in the position she was in. Seeing her need, James increased the speed and the force of the thrusts, hammering the brush in and out.
More, more, more!
She begged, not caring how pathetic she sounded in her all-consuming need. She pinched her nipples, trying to increase the pleasure through pain, but it just felt strange and painful. Obviously it wasn't the pain she craved, it was James' touch. Without pausing his thrusts, he took a hold of her long, red hair and pulled her head backwards. She arched her back and turned her head up in a painful manner. James bowed down, and at the same time as he pounded the handle of brush in and out of her, making her beg for more, he placed a gentle kiss on her lips, as gentle as it could be, considering how they both rocked to and fro. She greedily locked lips with him, and moaned into his lips.
You want my cock?
He whispered into her face. With huge, needing eyes she nodded fervently.
Beg for it.
She commanded in a quiet voice.
Please, please, sir.
She immediately responded.
Take me with your hard cock. Take your slut with your big, hard cock. Make her moan and come like the slut she is, like the slut she wants to be for you. Oh, how I need it, I can never get enough, please, please.
She really put her heart into it, hoping to convince him to fuck her for real. Still holding her head in a painful angle by her hair, he pulled her off his lap and down onto the bed. With dripping cunt she scrambled to move and ended up on all fours with her red ass pointed against him, just like he wanted her. He quickly unzipped but didn't even bother to take his clothes off. He felt so much more in control with him being clothed and her being naked, or almost naked. The stockings and heels actually made her look more vulnerable and sexier than when she was naked. He crawled into the bed, his stiff dick leading the way to her wet slit, and without any pause he was inside her.
Oh yes!
She cried when she felt him enter her.
Yes, this is what I needed. So much better, oh yes, take me, fuck me!
And he did, hard, fast and with a feeling of total dominance. He held his hands on her hips, using them as leverage for every thrust. But he remembered his plan and he remembered the lube in his pocket. He eyed the little hole between her reddened cheeks and knew with himself he'd fuck her there before long. Suddenly, and to her great distress, he stopped. She tried to keep going, but without him, there was no need.
Why?
She cried, and tried again to get him going.
Beg me again,
he said in a controlled voice. He himself was amazed at the control he had over her, and even more so over himself. He was no longer the awkward teenager he had been a week ago. Mrs. Cinder had really changed him.
Oh God, lover, you're so mean. Please fuck me, I need you inside me. Please, I need to feel your huge cock in my little cunt, I'm so close. Please, you're the best I've ever felt, don't stop, don't ever stop.
She cried desperately. During her little tirade, he had accessed the tight pocket in his jeans and fished out the tube of lube. Having it, he hammered his cock inside her again, without any forewarning.
Yeez!
She gasped.
Yes, yes, yes! Oh, it's so good, so big.
He smiled, honestly liking her outcries. He opened the lube with slow, careful movements, as slow and careful as he could move while fucking his sexy slut. Without slowing, he smeared a drop of the lube over his right index finger, and then he let a drop fall down on her exposed asshole. Though it was cold, Mrs. Cinder didn't feel anything. She was so far gone in her near-orgasmic world, he could have dropped a bucket of water on her, and she'd kept fucking him. She did, however, notice it when his slippery finger poked at her little star. She looked over her shoulder at him, but he paid her no mind. Using a bit of force, he started to ease it through her sphincter and into her warm, tight hole. The strange sensation from her ass, the knowledge that he'd started using her ass without her consent and without even considering her desire in that regard, combined with the still stinging sensation on her ass and her being fucked doggy style by the best lay she'd ever had, made her come, screaming her love and lust out for him to hear.
Use me, lover! Fuck my cunt, fuck my ass, do whatever you want.
Her cunt contracted around his cock and suddenly he lost control. Gone was his careful plans about her ass, his promise to himself and her to fuck her there. He pulled his finger out and grabbed a hard hold of her hips. Brutally, he fucked her as hard as he could, pummeling in and out of her wet hole. She screamed wordlessly in pure pleasure at this new attack and he slapped her hard on her ass with his open palm. Then he too came. With an inarticulate cry he shot his load into her as the pleasure overwhelmed him.
You didn't fuck my ass,
she said with a teasing smile. She was lying on her back, with him on top of her. They'd both spent the last 2 minutes catching their breaths and thinking about the sex they'd just shared.
I know,
he said.
Next time though,
he promised with a grin. Then he bowed down and found her lips, who were as welcoming as they always were.
I will be sore tomorrow though,
she admitted with a wink. As Mrs. Cinder went to the kitchen, cooking dinner for them, James connected his laptop to her internet connection. With the help of Google, it didn't take long to find a good store with a large assortment and willing to ship overnight.
Mrs. Cinder,
he shouted through the house.
Come have a look.
When she came, he turned the laptop towards her and showed her the stuff he'd put into the shopping basket so far: 1x black leather whip, 1 meter, 1x remote controlled butterfly, batteries not included, 1x butt plug, small, 1x butt plug, medium, 1x vibrating, remote controlled butt plug, normal, 1x set of nipple clamps, 1x MILFs and chains, DVD. Mrs. Cinder's eyes ran down the list and felt how her breathing became faster. She didn't really know what a butterfly was, but she felt sure it was somehow supposed to go on her, or in her.
Oh my!
She gasped, feeling herself growing wet.
That's a lot of toys.
Then she added,
I suppose I'm paying for all this.
Well, he said in an uncomfortable voice.
I was planning on using it on you, so.
He felt bad and a little humiliated that he didn't have his own money and had to use hers. She nodded in mock understanding.
Then it's only fair.
She smiled and went to get her credit card. They ate a nice dinner and ended on the couch, watching a movie. James had picked it and Mrs. Cinder didn't care much for it, so it didn't take long before she began caressing her man, especially her man's semi-hard cock. James was still more or less focusing on the film. He'd already come 3 times on and in his lovely slut, but he didn't try to stop or dissuade her. With gentle hands she opened his pants and fished out his growing manhood. With slow, joyful licks she started to worship it with her tongue, intensely looking up at him, eager for any response on his part. He smiled a little at her but continued to watch the film. Determined, she took his head in her mouth and started to bob her head up and down the long shaft. He still seemed more interested in the film, which for some reason turned her on, made her feel little and submissive. She could start sucking him off on her own, but he was certainly still in charge, and he wanted to watch a film. She reached down between her thighs and started to rub herself a bit, in the same rhythm as she sucked him. He got harder and harder, but that was the only response she got. He didn't acknowledge her hard work at all. After a few minutes his cell phone all of a sudden beeped. He reached down past her sucking mouth and got it out of his pocket.
Hey mom.
He said into it with a grin and looked down at her. She froze and stared up at him with huge eyes, feeling that she'd been caught by her friend, with her friend's son's cock down her throat. He motioned for her to continue though, and when she didn't move, he pushed her head down over his cock. Now he wants to get sucked, she thought in wonder but returned to her task, trying to do it as quietly as possible. She couldn't hear what his mother was saying, but he suddenly sat right up in the couch, forcing her to move with him.
What do you mean you're coming home?
He angrily said into the phone.
When?
And why?
A pause in which the implications dawned on Mrs. Cinder. If Lisa came home early, James would need to go back home too.
Tonight? He whined then.
Yes, of course I'll be home, where else would I be?
As he hung up he had a dark, angry look in his face. Mrs. Cinder tried to get up and hug him, comfort him, but with both hands he grabbed a hold of her head.
Fuck. Fuck. Fuck.
He shouted and hammered his cock into her face again and again, taking his anger out on his slut. She did her best to relax her throat and realize she was getting better and better at it. Just as well, she had already figured that this was how James liked his blowjobs, hard, fast and down her throat. She furiously rubbed her clit, getting at least as much enjoyment from the blowjob as he did. She had pushed the thought about him leaving out of her mind for the moment. There was only room for pleasure now. It didn't take long for either to come, despite the fact that this was both their fourth orgasm of the day. He pulled her face down all he way on his cock as he shot his white load down her throat, and she came moaning into his cock soon after. Mrs. Cinder was looking at her monitor, waiting here as he had told her to. Before he had left, he had installed the webcam she had bought and briefly instructed her how to use Messenger's video chat. Then he told her to be online at midnight. It was 23:45 now. Ever since he'd left, about 3 hours earlier, she'd restlessly waited. She didn't really know what he wanted. He hadn't told her what to wear, so she was sitting in her bathrobe, not as sexy as her kimono but a lot warmer. Under it, however, she was wearing a red, sexy Brian panty set. If he wanted a little cam action, she was ready. Actually, she was always ready for James, no matter what he desired. Her mood wasn't the best though. She couldn't remember ever feeling so disappointed. Not since she was a little girl and her parents had forgotten her birthday had she been so miserable. Why the hell didn't you stay with your brother? She kept thinking at Lisa. She knew they probably had some stupid fight, but why couldn't they fix it and stay out of town? James didn't fare any better. This was his first time alone with a girl ever, and his mother wrecked it. He couldn't even tell her why he was so mad, so he just ignored her nagging questions. He went to bed shortly after her coming home, though he didn't sleep. He wasn't quite sure why he had told Mrs. Cinder to be online at midnight. It had just come out of him when he left. He wasn't in the mood for more sex, especially not over the internet. He guessed they'd just chat a little and say goodnight. What was really on his mind were the next couple of days, however. He had to get back to Mrs. Cinder, he simply had to. He could still hear his mother moving around downstairs. If she hadn't gone to bed yet, she'd probably stay in tomorrow morning. If he could get out of the house before she woke up, he wouldn't have to explain until he got home. 5 minutes to midnight, he finally logged on and sent her a message. Star Wars Forever says, Mrs. Cinder, you there? Star Wars? She mused but shrugged it off. If he liked Star Wars, there was nothing wrong with that. Andrea says, yes, lover, I'm right here, waiting for you. J Star Wars Forever says, good, P Star Wars Forever says, start the cam, I want to see you again. She said to herself, glad he was still interested in her and her body, and loosened her robe. She didn't take it off though, just let it hang loose. It didn't hide her large tits as much as making them more inviting. Half hidden, she knew, was often more arousing than all visible. She started the cam and saw herself in the little video image. She wasn't quite pleased with her makeup but hopefully he would focus on her tempting cleavage. Star Wars Forever says, very nice Mrs. C, though he wasn't really interested in sex. He was tired, in a bad mood and had come 4 times on, and in Mrs. Cinder already he couldn't take his eyes off her. Her tits were so huge, so well-formed, so
perfect.
Andrea says, thank you. You're always so sweet. The webcam was really excellent. He could actually see how she blushed a little at his compliment. Andrea says, are you going to start your cam too, lover? I want to see my man.
With that, she pointed the camera at her face, and with a slow, deliberate move, she licked her red, sultry lips. Star Wars Forever says, not tonight. Star Wars Forever says, I haven't set the cam up and won't do it tonight. At that, the sexy woman sat back in her chair with a pout. She wanted to see him as well. For some reason though, the thought that he could stare as much as he wanted at her but she couldn't see him gave her a soft tingle. Andrea says, so what's the plan, lover? Or did you just log on to look at your eye candy? As she typed that, she arched her back a little, giving him a better look down her cleavage. Star Wars Forever says, nah, I just wanted to talk to you and to let you know that it'll be over tomorrow morning. Star Wars Forever says, mom hasn't gone to bed yet, so she won't be up early tomorrow. I'll sneak out before she gets up. Andrea says, I'll be waiting for you, lover. Do you have any plans for tomorrow? Star Wars Forever says, gonna fuck my slut as hard and as long as I can. Star Wars Forever has gone offline. Suddenly Mrs. Cinder was alone again, left with a mix of longing, arousal and disappointment. For a while, she just sat at the computer, thinking of the past few days and the days to come. As she thought about her young lover, she began to realize that she really was very much in love with him, not just lust. She wanted sex with him, yes, constantly. But she also wanted to be with him, all day and all night. Maybe. Maybe one day he would move in with her. Tell his mother and not care what everyone thought. That was an uplifting thought indeed, but there was a doubt nagging in the back of her skull. What about the age difference? Today, it didn't really matter, but in 20 years? She resolutely ended that line of thought as she stood up and went to bed. For now, she just had to let things run their course and get as much enjoyment out of it as she could. This story is continued in the next part. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. We offer a free erotica podcast and a premium patron taboo podcast which contains more intense sexual themes. You can subscribe to the premium podcast for $2 per month or support the Erotica Podcast on Patreon to support us and allow members to request future stories and themes. Links are in the description. Thank you for listening.